Reish Ches Sif Yud Beis. Maskirin boi me'eina me'oira b'Shabbos v'yom tov Reish Chodesh. B'Shabbos yom tov Reish Chodesh, then you add a sentence that contains the idea of the yom tov. You say, Ki ato Hashem toiv v'meitiv, and on Shabbos you say, Reseiv ha'chis enemi yom ha'Shabbos hazeh, b'yom tov you say, Zachreinu l'toiv b'yom chag, such and such, hazeh. Reish Chodesh you say, Zachreinu l'toiv b'yom Reish Chodesh hazeh. The Maisa, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you did not say this Haskara, you are Yotze. A Birzim wasn't, you have to say it over again. But here, that's not the Suda, then you do not have to say it over again. But Loi B'Chanukah Purim. By Chanukah Purim, you do not mention Al Nisan, because you only mention the things that are part of the Bracha. This is just an external Haskara. Im Ochel Peyus Meshivas Aminim, V'Ochel Minim Mizoinas V'Shosei Yain, if he ate food of the Shivas Aminim, and he ate Mizoinas and drank wine, so that's when he has all three items that one would make al Mirchiyan, then you put them all into the Bracha, Yichla, Lakol, the Bracha, Achaz, V'Yachav, HaMichya. You should say all of them in one Bracha, but you'd first say al Mirchiyan, Achav, Kach, Al Gefen, V'Achav, Kach, Al Eitz, because that's the level of the Shivas. V'Yoyim, Al Mirchiyan, Al Kalkol, Al Gefen, V'Priya Gefen, Al Eitz, V'Priya Eitz, and also, at the end, he's Choysim, Al Oretz, Al Mirchiyan, Al Priya Gefen, Al Peiris. You have to mention all of them in the beginning, and you have to mention all of them at the end. In this case, that you had to make al Mirchiyan and al Peiris and also al Gefen. The question is, what happens if you forgot one of them? Are you b'dievet yotze or not? If you forgot one of them by the chasim at the end, by the Baruch Ato Hashem, but you remembered all of them in the beginning, it seems to be a sophic brachos. Was the Bach that we saw earlier that says that if you leave after Chasima, you're Yotze. So in such a case, if you ever, you would not repeat the Alamich. The question is the other way around. What happens if you left out one of the three in the beginning, but you did say all three at the end? That we'll see soon. But since you said all three at the end, if you ever, you will be Yotze. Because since you said Nuvus HaSode, in the beginning, there's a chayodim that says that b'diyevet, you can rely on that for the psicha. Now, the kluz asada includes both the grains and the fruit and the wine. If you forgot one of the three completely, both in the beginning and the end, then you have to say al-mifi over for that thing. For example, if you just said al-mifi, you didn't say al-gefen, then you'd have to say another al-gefen.